There's this whole kind of mythology in the monk circles about how the women are a threat when they're coming into the monastery and so on. But what we don't have is the idea of women as a sister, and a woman who is someone who's an equal with us, who we can share with and grow with, yeah? And someone who's our sister is somebody who we spend our whole life, not necessarily staying with them all the time, but coming into contact with them during our lives, yeah? And when we're young and we're seeing them as when we're children, when we're growing up, when we become old, and they're always there. Yeah? And this kind of paradigm for the relationship between men and women is not really available within the Theravadan Sangha as it's been traditionally practiced. And I think this is very sad, and I think it's a great diminishment of the power and the potential of the Theravada Buddhism. So this, I think, is one of the great things that we hope to, or that I hope to help, and we hope to accomplish through building up and supporting the Bhikkhuni Sangha, is to get this much more of a balanced and wholesome relationship and attitude towards these things. And I think this will be of tremendous power in the future. And I don't think we can underestimate this, and I don't think we can. I don't think we know where it's going to lead to. Yeah, we don't know. Everything that's happening in Buddhism right now is so unprecedented. Yeah, the very fact that we're all here together from all these different traditions and different countries is so unprecedented. What we're doing in terms of establishing and supporting the Bhikkhuni Sangha, it doesn't have a precedent in our culture and our time. And the power and the strength of that is something that I think is going to surprise all of us. And this was something that really stuck in my mind in the Hamburg conference. It was said by Janet Gyatso, who made some very interesting points. But this was one of the things that she raised, that when the Bhikkhunis in our modern time, when they find their strength and their confidence, that they'll surprise everyone, and especially they'll surprise the feminists. Because there'll be some kind of a role and a dimension of being feminine, being a woman, which has not been explored in our time, in our way. And so I think in this environment and in this context, as with so many things, and as has been always very powerful for me personally, when I look at the Buddha's teachings, and especially the Buddha's teachings in the Nikayas and the Vinaya, and the earliest teachings, that they always seem so fresh. There's this freshness to it. That comes from like this immediacy of the Buddha's realization, and it's not reified, it's not been turned into a dogma, it's not been frozen, it's not been made into something. There's still this freshness of this insight, and when I look at it, and it still seems so modern, the way that the Sangha is organized, the way that the Dhamma is presented, and it's a very curious thing. It seems to me that when we read in the suttas, it seems so fresh and modern, and the more we read in the commentaries and the later literature, it seems very old-fashioned, yeah? Even though it's more recent. But it's actually the early suttas which still has the immediacy and the freshness of it. And so this is something I've noticed in the whole context of Dhamma over the years, and I think it's equally, if not more true, in the context of the Bhikkhuni Sasana, that the way that the Buddha and the Vinaya sets up the relationships between the Sanghas and how the Bhikkhuni Sangha should operate has this this freshness and this strength, which I think is going to be extremely appropriate for our modern times. And will, I would hope, provide a very powerful model for spiritual development and spiritual community in our modern culture. So thank you very much.